I've been reading about this one a lot. We tend to be the ones that punish ourselves the most. Usually it doesn't come from outside. Now, sometimes people are mean to us, but usually it's our inner voice that causes us the most inner pain. And a lot of that stems from holding on to stuff that doesn't serve us, you know, like, but in a weird way, it can seem comforting and familiar to hold on to these things for fear that they won't be replaced or that they'll just be gone from our lives if we let them go. Think about, you know, friendships that really... that aren't good for you, that you know aren't good for you, but you hold on to them because it's comfortable, because you're used to it, or because you feel that if it goes away, there will be nobody there for you. It's the same for a lot of relationships, or maybe your career. Maybe you're unhappy there, but the fear of the unknown keeps you in that place. But the truth is that the space will be filled when you make a conscious decision to let go and make some room for good. And you have the ability to do that. So take an inventory of your circumstances. This doesn't have to be an immediate thing. It's just good to look at your life and see what makes you happy and see what doesn't, what serves you and what doesn't. Look at those areas that cause you to be unhappy or unfulfilled and give yourself permission to clear them out and make room for good in your life because you deserve it.
You know, that's so true.
It's hard.
I mean,
it is
because you're right. You do get comfortable and you're really scared about the unknown.
Yeah.
It was a big step for me when I took this job. I mean, you know, I was so comfortable where I was at. I've been there 20 years. I mean, you know, everything's kicking great, you know, great for, you know, we're all family around.
We will keep ourselves in situations as long as they're familiar, and it doesn't have to be a good situation.
And I finally decided I'd try the unknown. It was one of the best decisions I ever made.
Oh,
it was good for me,
that.
And it was good for my family. But was I scared?
It's good for me. And
yes,
it's good
I was
for us.
Scared. Did I cry when I pulled out in that U-Haul? I cried like a baby because I thought, man, what have I done to my family? What have I done to, you know, family not only coming with me, my wife and kids, but also my family back home. But it was a good move for us. So it was. I was scared, though, for the unknown. You're right. You have to just kind of step back.
What did your mom say about it when you were moving here?
Because
I know she would have wanted you to be with her. I know that.
Yeah, but she felt like that it was the best thing for me to do. Matter of fact, she's the one that really got me over the edge to accept the position because I was really right there. I was fixing to fall back. I was like, I'm gonna step away from this.
That's too scary. Too soon.
You know, being an only child, lost my father not long, you know, before I got offered this. And, you know, her being there by herself. But it all worked out because it was good for us. She thought it'd be a good move for us. She thinks it still is.
Yeah.
She was able to move to a community that's more for senior citizens. She's got all her church family around her, so she's happier. And she hangs out with the ladies at the pool 3 days a week doing her little exercise. I mean, you know, so it's all worked out is what I'm trying
to
say.
And making those decisions give you power over your life.
Exactly.
And when you have power over your life, it's harder to scare you.
Yeah.
When you're making the decisions, no matter how scary they are, when you're making those decisions, it gives you some power. And that can feel really good.
Yeah,
y'all can do it. We believe in you. Yes, we do.